జయ రాధమాధవ జయ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధమాధవ జయ కుంజ విహారీ జయ గోపీజన వల్లభ జయ గిరివరదారే జయ గిరివరదారే 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 జయ యశోదనందన జయ వ్రజ జన రంజన జయ యశోద నందన జయ వ్రజ జన రంజన జయ యశోద నందన జయ వ్రజ జన రంజన జయ యశోద జయ అంజన జయ యమునతిరవనచారే జయ కుంజ విహారే జయ యమునతిరవనచారే జయ కుంజ విహారే జయ యమునతిరవన చారి జయ కుంజ విహారీ జయ యమునతిరవన చారి జయ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధా మాధవ 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 జయ కుంజ విహారీ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర వాసుదేవ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ వాసుదేవ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ వాసుదేవ గౌర భక్త వృంద జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ వాసుదేవ Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Gopala Jai Jai Govinda Jai 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 Gopal Jai Jai Govinda Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari 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 Govinda Jai Jai Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai Jaya Gauranitai 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 Jaya 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 Gauranitai Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Swami Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jai Jagannath Swami Jai Jagannath, Jai Baladeva, Jai Subhadra, Jagannatha Swamina, Yanapata Gami, Nayanapata Gami, Bhavatume, Jagannatha Swamina, Yanapata Gami, Nayanapata Gami, Bhavatume, Jaya Radha, Vallabha, Radha, Vallabha, Shri Radhe, Jaya Radha, Vallabha, Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Shri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Shri Radhe Jaya Narasimha Dev 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 Jaya Narahari 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 Jaya Narahari Jaya Narahari Hare Jaya Nara, Hare Jaya Nara, Hare Jaya Prahlad Nara, Prahlad Nara, Prahlad Nara, Jaya 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 Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Srila Prabhupada ki Jaya, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Jaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Ajnanade Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Sakshurvan Militam Hena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam ena bhutale swayam rupa kata mahyam datati swapatantika Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinadharinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Ishwaram Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayamudhirayet Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punyasravana Kirtanam Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhritsadam Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki Hare Krishna. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, chapter number 19. The title of the chapter is the Pumsuvana Ritualistic Ceremony, text number 6. Vishnu Patne Maha Maye Maha Purusha Lakshane Priyeta me maha bhage loka mata namo stute विष्णुपत्नी महामाये महापुरुषलक्षणे प्रियेते मे महाभागे प्रियेता मे महाभागे लोकमातर नमोस्तुते विष्णुपत्नी महामाये महापुरुषलक्षणे प्रियेता मे महाभागे लोकमातर्नमोस्तुते विष्णुपत्नी महामाये महापुरुषलक्षणे प्रियेता मे महाभागे लोकमाते नमोस्तुते। विष्णुपत्नी महामाये महापुरुषलक्षणे प्रियेता महाभागे लोकमाते नमोस्तुते। विष्णुपत्नी महामाये महापुरुषलक्षणे प्रियेता मे महाभागे लोकमात नमोस्तुते। हरे कृष्णा। Surabhi, try. You can try. We can help you. Okay? You repeat. Okay. Vishnupatni Mahamaye Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyeta Me Mahabhage Loka Matar Namostute. Going to try? Jai. Vishnupatni Mahamaye Mahapurusha? Okay. Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyeta Me Mahabhage Lokamatar Namostute. So this prayer is very wonderful, very rhyming prayer, and this is a prayer to Mahalakshmi. These are all the things we have to learn, actually. Like this, again, every day we learn so many things, we hum so many songs and other things. So this prayer is like a bhajan only, The same way we can meditate on this verse. Vishnupatni Mahamaye Mahapurusha Lakshane Priyete Me Mahabhage Lokamate Namostute. Vishnupatni, O wife of Lord Vishnu, Mahamaye, O energy of Lord Vishnu, Mahapurusha Lakshane, possessing the qualities and opulence of Lord Vishnu, Priyetaha, kindly be pleased, me, upon me, Mahabhage, O goddess of fortune, Lokamataha, O mother of the world, Namaha, obeisances, Astu, may there be, Te, unto you. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotee should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Translation responsively, please. After profusely offering obeisances unto Lord Vishnu, the devotee should offer respectful obeisances unto Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, and pray as follows. O wife of Lord Vishnu, O internal energy of Lord Vishnu, you are as good as Lord Vishnu himself, for you have all his qualities and opulences. O goddess of fortune, please be kind to me. O mother of the entire world, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Thank you. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Lord has multifarious potencies. Parasya Saktir Vividaiva Shuyate. Since Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the Lord's very precious potency, she is addressed here as Mahamaya. The word Maya means Shakti. Lord Vishnu, the Supreme, cannot exhibit his power everywhere without his principal energy. It is said, Shakti Shaktiman Abheda. The power and powerful are identical. Therefore, Mother Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, is the constant companion of Lord Vishnu. They remain together constantly. One cannot keep Lakshmi in one's home without Lord Vishnu. To think that one can do is very dangerous. To keep Lakshmi or the riches of the Lord without the service of the Lord is already always dangerous, for then Lakshmi becomes the illusory energy. With Lord Vishnu, however, Lakshmi is the spiritual energy. So it's a very wonderful prayer to Mother Lakshmi, because this part of the Pumsavana ritual is the ceremony, Pumsavana ceremony. These prayers are mentioned. In the previous verse we discussed how the merciful nature of the Lord emerged, and we are discussing about that, what Mother Lakshmi's position and her situation, and how she is always a constant companion of the Lord. So that's so when we talk of Lakshmi, if you see the whole picture, so Lord Krishna is there first, and then Lord Krishna's first expansion is Balaram. First bodily expansion is Balaram. And there is a simultaneously another expansion of Lord Krishna is Srimati Radharani. So this is Lord Krishna. And then from Krishna's first bodily expansion is Balaram. And then the another expansion of Lord Krishna is Srimati Radharani. From Balaramji, first Chaturvyuga comes. And then Sankarsana, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, Narayana. So then second Chaturvyuga comes. And then from there, all the Purushavatars and everything are coming. So this is one side of the pastime. The other side, from Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and all the Sahasra Lakshmis are coming from this side, Srimati Radharani. So this prayer is, again, it is worshipping Lord Lakshmi Devi, and also it is indirectly worshipping Mother Srimati Radharani also, because Srimati Radharani is the source of all Lakshmis actually. This is like in Brahma Samhita, we study this prayer. Chintha mani prakara sadma sukalpa vriksha laksha vritesh surabir abhipala yantam lakshmi sahasra sadasam brahma sevyamanam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Because this is like a Chintamani dham, where Lord Krishna is being served by not one or two lakshmi, sahasra lakshmi. Sahasra Lakshmis are serving Krishna. Sambrahma Sevyamanam. Sambrahma Sevyamanam means it's not like they are serving very, very sincerely, very, very seriously they are serving. Srila Prabhupada says, in Vaikuntha there is no dust. This is all, everything is made of touchstone. There is no dust. You don't have to do the jadu, no? Like you don't have to do all the cleaning, mopping and all this vacuuming. Nothing needs to be done. But all the Lakshmis are very, very busily engaged in cleaning. What is that to clean? But still they are cleaning. Because what they want is, they want the favorable mercy of the Lord. Because that is what the beauty is. Even the queens of Dwaraka, they are also, even though there are so many servants are there doing the work, but they will never They will just do their work personally. This is the beauty, because everybody wants to, even though they are Lakshmi Devi, they are the consort of the Lord, but still they want to personally serve the Lord. So this is the beauty of Lord's service actually. Lord's service is not very easy actually. Sometimes we think Lord's service is easy. It's not very easily obtained actually. All the great sages and all the rishis, they are all aspiring for the service of the Lord and service of Lakshmi Devi. So here, that is what he says, Jagan Mata. See, Lakshmi is called Jagan Mata. See here, Loka Mata. Loka Mata means she's the mother of the universe actually. Because she is very, very kind. Loka Mata means, because normally mother is very kind. Normally any mother, whether you don't have to be a Loka Mata, even that normal house mother, like mother is very kind to the children. But Loka Mata, Jagan Mata is very, very kind. Why she is very kind? She does not want the living entities to suffer here. Even Krishna doesn't want the living entity to suffer here. But why the living entity came here, Sivya? The living entity... Separately from the Lord. Yes, this is the point. Because it is not Krishna's problem. Not Krishna didn't create this material world like, okay, he wanted to us to suffer here. No, it is our problem. We wanted to enjoy separately from the Lord because we are forced, one sense we are forced actually. See, there is no need of a material world actually. See, if you ask somebody, if there is a big prison, like there is a prison in Melbourne, what is the need of a prison? Melbourne is a wonderful city. Why to have a prison here, actually? So much waste of space and waste of resources, waste of energy, waste of budget. So much money is wasted. Why? Actually, the government doesn't want prison. But what wants is because the criminal mentality of these people makes that government has to have a prison. Government has to segregate, yes, this is a law-abiding citizen and the law-breaking citizen. So the law-breaking citizen, they have to keep them, they have still maintain them. So it's not like, you are law-breaking citizen, now kill all of them. No, it doesn't work like that. Okay, that there is some reformation. So this is like in the prison also is a reformation cell. The same way the material world is a reformation cell for the living entities who are antagonistic, who are against the will of the Lord. They come to this material world. So now the Lord is very merciful, and also the mother Loka Mata, Jagan Mata, Lakshmi Devi or Srimati Radharani is also very merciful to the living entity. That's why Srila Prabhupada says many times in the Shradashtami lecture, if you want to offer something to Lord, don't offer to Lord Krishna directly. Prabhupada says, don't offer to Lord Krishna directly. Offer to Srimati Radharani. You want to offer a flower? Offer the flower to Srimati Radharani. My dear Srimati Radharani, you are Jagan Mata. You please offer this to Krishna. So if Srimati Radharani offers that to Krishna, Krishna cannot refuse anything from Srimati Radharani. Immediately he will accept that. And Krishna Radharani says, now you please accept this man or this woman. He is a devotee. Please accept him. That's it. This thing is fixed actually. You are become a very nice devotee of Lord Krishna. So that is the potency of Mother Srimati Radharani, Mother Lakshmi. So this is what we have to understand actually. So here it is mentioned in the Shastra. Prabhupada says here, if she recommends us to Lord, then Lord will definitely accept. Instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Srimati Radharani, my mother Radharani, Jagan Mata. If you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. So Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower. Krishna said, patram pushpam palam toyam, yome bhaktiya prayaschati. So then Radharani becomes very pleased, and then she recommends you to Krishna. So then your journey back home, back to Godhead is guaranteed actually. So this is what we have to do. We have to learn the art of how to approach Krishna. So we have to approach Krishna not directly through Guru, through Srimati Radharani. Then our approach to Krishna will be successful. So then it says, and Lakshmi Devi is identical with the Lord for all practical purposes. In the Vishnu Purana, there is a mention about, I'll just read only the translation. O best of the Brahmanas, Lakshmi Ji is the constant companion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, and therefore she is called Anapayini. She is the mother of all creation. As Lord Vishnu is all-pervading, his spiritual potency, Mother Lakshmi is also all-pervading. Lord Vishnu has three principal potencies, internal, external and marginal. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted Parasakti, the spiritual energy of the Lord, as being identical with the Lord, that she is also included in the independent Vishnu Tattva. So Lakshmi Devi, sometimes some of the people think, Lakshmi Devi is also a Jiva Tattva. Some people think like that. But Lakshmi Devi is never Jiva Tattva. Lakshmi Devi is as good as Vishnu. Still she is considered like a Vishnu, Vishnu Tattva only. And as we discussed, this is like the Krishna does not need anything from us actually. Krishna is called Atmaram. What is the meaning of Atmaram? Self-satisfied, self-sufficient, self-satisfied. Atmaram, Krishna doesn't need anything actually. He is, thousands of Lakshmis are serving him. What is our insignificant service to Krishna? Krishna doesn't need anything. He is self-satisfied. He doesn't need any from anyone also. But he still accepts the service because he is looking for the love and affection of the devotees. Actually. If with love and affection, if something is offered to Krishna, Krishna accepts that. So that is why it's very, very important. While we are engaged in the service of Krishna, we should not think, now I am doing something for Krishna. We should not be proud, thinking that I am doing this thing for Krishna. No, we can't do anything for Krishna. But out of his kindness, Krishna accepts something from us. Krishna has selected, okay, you want to offer. That is why Krishna is called Bhava Grahi Janardhan. Bhava. Whatever Bhava you are having, that Bhava, Krishna accepts that actually. You have the Bhava. You have a bhava of serving the Lord. So Krishna accepts that. We all know this famous story where Duryodhan cooked a big feast when Krishna came to for the peace talk or whatever different talks he came. Duryodhan arranged a big feast and then he wanted to impress upon Krishna. But Krishna was not impressed actually because he was Duryodhana was against the Pandavas. So Krishna was not very happy. But in the house of Vidura was a very simple person, not as opulent as Duryodhan, but he had some simple prasadam, saak, like they say, some spinach and a few things were made. And then Krishna ate there. After prasadam, so they were the Vidura's wife was offering banana to Krishna. So in the ecstasy, she is peeling the banana, putting the peel. Normally we have to give banana to the person. But she is giving the peel to the person, putting the banana in the bin. In the bhava, ecstasy. She is in ecstasy. She is very, very happy that Krishna has come to eat in our house. She is so much happy that in forgetting that what she is giving the peel to Krishna and then putting the banana to bin. And Vidura, oh, what are you doing? You're supposed to give banana and you're giving the peel. But he said, Krishna, no, don't disturb her. She is in her ecstasy. Because this is the beauty. Because when you are in ecstasy, sometimes you don't know what you are doing. Instead of giving it, but Krishna, for him it doesn't matter. But for us it matters actually. When you give peel to you, you will just, hey, why are you giving peel to me? He will just put it in my face. No, but Krishna, he likes the bhava. With the bhava you are approaching, Krishna accepts that bhava. That's why he is called Bhava Grahi Janardhan. That is why we should always remember in mind how Krishna is so merciful. He is the supreme lord of all the planetary system and we are offering a little bit of khichdi, a little bit of a fruit and he is ready to accept that. So that is his greatness actually. So we need to always be indebted to the Lord, indebted to the devotees of the Lord. So because we have the access to the Lord actually. And then this is like it is mentioned like the people, there is a pastime. Once the sages, they had an assembly. They wanted to find out of the three murtis, Brahma, Shiva and Vishnu, who is the greatest? They wanted to have a competition. They are also having some kind of, they wanted to find out who is the greatest. You know the pastime? Bhrigumuni pastime? You know? Good. Very good. Very, very interesting pastime because they just deputed one great rishi called Bhrigu. Bhrigu rishi, Bhrigu Muni. Bhrigu Muni was deputed. So now you go and find out. You go and find out of Brahmaji, Shivaji and Vishnu, who is the greatest? So Bhrigu Muni, whose father? Who is Bhrigu Muni's father? Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is Guru. So Bhrigu first goes to Brahmaji's place, Brahma Loka. In Brahma Loka he goes, and normally when you go into father, what are you supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Pay obeisances or at least pay some respects. So Bhrigumani didn't do anything, he just went there. Didn't do anything, just didn't even offer prayers, didn't do any bowing down, nothing actually. So Brahma got very angry. Brahma got very angry, and but being a very exalted position, he controlled his anger. But he exhibited the anger, but he controlled his anger. So Bhrigu understood, okay, you are not able to control the anger. So he went to next Sadashiva Loka, where is Shivaji is there, Lord Shiva is there. So as soon as, who is Lord Shiva to Bhrigu? What is the relationship between Shiva and Bhrigu? Brother, yes, brother. So Bhrigu wanted to embrace Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva wanted to embrace Bhrigu Muni. So then Bhrigu said, no, don't come near me. You are always dirty, you are always in the crematorium, you are always wearing some ashes, this and that. And then Lord Shiva got very angry. But Mother Parvati was there, so Mother Parvati pacified him, so that the anger got subsided. So then, you are listening to the story, Ma? Surabhi, you are listening? You are listening to the story? I will ask questions actually. Because you should know this story. And then Lord Bhrigu Muni went to Vaikuntha. Where did he go? Vaikuntha. He went to Vaikuntha. Where Vaikuntha, who will be there? Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu will be alone, correct? No. Who will be there with Vaikuntha, Vishnu, and who else will be there? Mahalakshmi, Parvati Devi with Lord Shiva. That's all right. That's good, Mataji, because this is the way they have to learn actually. Yes, that's good. This is also, Parvati Devi is also coming from Lakshmi Devi only. So no, the children, they don't take, because this is like they just, whatever comes, they say, that's good. So Mahalakshmi is massaging the feet of Lord Vishnu, and then Bhrigu Muni is coming. You know what he did, Bhrigu Muni? What did he do? Straight away he went and kicked on the chest of Lord Vishnu. What a big offense, eh? He just straight away, as if you come here, just kick on the chest of Lord Vishnu. And how you will feel actually. Even hearing this only, you feel little bit disturbed actually. And then he kicked on the, and then, normally, if somebody kicks on your chest, what will you do? Hey, what did you do? Why did he come here? Immediately we get very angry. But Lord Vishnu, what he did? Oh, my dear Bhrigu Muni, please forgive me. We didn't know that you are coming. My heart is like a thunderbolt. It's very hard. Your feet would have been hurt. Let me massage your feet. This is what Lord Vishnu said. And he apologized also to Bhrigu Muni. Then Bhrigu Muni thought, what is this? This is Brahmaji. Your chair is there, Prabhu. Sivya, we can give the chair to Prabhu. So, Bhrigu Muni, this is a very interesting thing. The three things you have to see. Bhrigu Muni, when he went to Brahma, he committed an offense. What kind of offense he committed? Bhrigu Muni to Brahma, what offense was that? Yeah, he didn't pay obey. Because he did only mentally. He didn't do anything physically. Mentally, he committed an offense. When he went to Lord Shiva, he committed an offense verbally. Mental offense, verbal offense. And then Lord Vishnu, physical. Just went and kicked him also. So, this is very more severe actually. When you perform mental offense and verbal offense and then physical offense, he committed this. And then even that time also Lord Vishnu did not lose a cool. He was still maintaining that cool. So that's why he went back and to the sages, no, Lord Vishnu is beyond this, the guna. This is not like a satya, rajoguna, tamoguna. And actually Lord Vishnu is beyond guna also. So they concluded that. So then Lakshmi Devi was very angry. So who will be happy? Like this is Lord Lakshmi Devi is a consort of Lord Vishnu, and somebody kicks him on the chest. Immediately she got angry. She cursed Bhrigu. Bhrigu Muni is from a Brahmana system. So all the Brahmanas will be always poverty stricken only. That's why now you find most of the times the Brahman. Yes, you have a question? Oh, I thought you raised your hand. Most of the time, the Brahmanas will be poverty stricken. Then Bhrigu Muni asked for apology. Then Lakshmi Devi said, yes, you will be poverty stricken, but if you worship Narayana, then at least you will have some opulence. So this is the beauty. Lakshmi Devi is called Sanchala. The one name of Lakshmi Devi is called Sanchala. Sanchala means she is always moving from here to there. Sometimes we see somebody is a big prince. After few months or few years or few decades, they become the whole thing pauper. Again, back to square one. It goes up and down. But if somebody worships Lakshmi Devi along with Narayan, then always Lakshmi is there. Lakshmi will never leave Narayan, always there. So this is a pastime where this Balaji, because this after this incident, Bhrigu Muni kicking the chest of Lord Vishnu, Lakshmi Devi got offended. So she went, now I'm not going to live in Vaikuntha. She went away. And that is a place in Maharashtra, there is a place called Kolhapur. So there is a Mahalakshmi temple there. So that's according to the scripture. So Lakshmi Devi went. So in search of Lakshmi Devi, Lord also came out of Vaikuntha. See, then there he went to in the Venkata Hills, where there is a Tirupati, so Tirupati there. So Lord was there, and again the past time there he married Padmavati. Padmavati is also another form of Lakshmi Devi. So there he performed for Padmavati, and there was the Lakshmi Devi came. Why did you do that? And so many pastimes are there, nice pastimes are there. You can read in the Tirupati Mahatmya. When you read about Tirupati, what is the story behind Tirupati, and so all the incidents are there. So the point is, this is like a Lakshmi Devi is a constant companion of the Lord. So if somebody wants to worship Lord Narayana with Lakshmi Devi, that is a bona fide way of worship. If somebody wants to worship separately Lakshmi, then that will be difficult actually. That worship will not be fruitful. And also it is mentioned, whenever we worship Krishna, we say Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. We worship like that only. We don't worship separately. Separately, we don't worship Radha. We say Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, Sita Ram. That is the way to worship. Because if somebody wants to worship, take away Lakshmi separately, then the situation will be dangerous. That's what Srila Prabhupada says here, this purport. It says, one cannot keep Lakshmi in his own home without Lord Vishnu. This is what Ravana did, Ravana mentality. Ravana wanted to have Sita separately, without Lord Vishnu, without Lord Ram. So what was his position? Even though Vibhishana told, even though Mandodari told, they are all great. Sometimes we think Mandodari, oh, is a Rakshasa. No, even though she is a wife of Ravana, but she is a great chaste woman. She told. She knows about the chastity of Sita Devi. If you do this, the whole dynasty will be ruined. She warned also, but he didn't listen. So that is why if somebody tries to take away Lakshmi Devi, separate from the Lord, then the situation will bump. That's why Srila Prabhupada warns here. If somebody does that, then that will be an illusory. That Lakshmi Devi become an illusory energy. That she becomes the cause of the whole dynasty, Ravana's dynasty was killed because of this offense actually. So, and it is mentioned, so Lord Brahma underwent lot of austerities, to understand Lord Vishnu. So Lord Vishnu gave the darshan, and Brahmaji told, I have understood. Oh, have you understood? So what have you understood? I have understood that I cannot understand you. He said, I have understood, even though after 100 years of austerity, I cannot understand you. Because this is our position. It's not easy. But understanding Krishna is very easy if we worship, if we go through the proper channel, like normally in India, they say proper channel, everything has to go through proper channel. If you go through proper channel, then you will achieve the result. If you just do mistake, then you will not get the same way. The proper channel of achieving Krishna Bhakti is to go through the Srimati Radharani or Lakshmi Devi. Then our process will be guaranteed, actually. And there is a nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. It says, Atapi deva patam bujadvaya prasada lesanu grahita evahi jhanati tattvam bhagavan mahimno nachanya ekopi chiran vichinvam. My Lord, if one is favored by even a slight trace of the mercy of your lotus feet, he can understand the greatness of your personality. But those who speculate to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead are unable to know you, even though they continue to study the Vedas for many years. Because somebody may keep on studying the Vedas, studying the Upanishad, this and that, everything they will do, but they will not be able to understand and appreciate. Because Vedeshu Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhakto. Because this is understanding Krishna by just study of the Vedas is not possible. We have to render devotional service to Krishna. And then Krishna will reveal, actually. This process is not like a physics, chemistry, biology, you know, like I studied this, I studied few pages, now I understood. No, it doesn't work like that. This process is called revelation, process of revelation. If somebody engages in devotional service to Krishna, and then Krishna sees the sincerity of the person, and then reveals himself to the person. When Krishna reveals, then it becomes easier, actually. The example is normally given, I want to meet the Prime Minister. If I want to meet the Prime Minister, Hare Krishna, you would write on the other note, na? Mother will give other note, you write on that, not in the Surabhi's note. So if you want to meet the Prime Minister, it's not that easy. You have to go through a process. You have to see the Joint Secretary, Under Secretary, this, that. Then you got to go and present. But the Prime Minister wants to see you. What's the difficulty, actually? Prime Minister just will call the local council, then they will send a car and then you go and see the Prime Minister. The same way, that's why yesterday was Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj disappearance day. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Maharaj always used to say, don't have a desire to see God. People will think, I should not have a desire to see God. Yeah, you don't have a desire to see God, but you behave in such a way, you do service in such a way, God wants to see you. This is a very famous teaching of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. Because he says, we don't have a desire to see God face to face. I don't want to see God. But you engage in devotional service to the Lord, Lord wants to see you. So then that process becomes easier, actually. If Lord wants to see you, it's easy. Just simple. But you want to see Lord, you have to go through all the austerity, all the tapasya, everything. So our process is not, we don't want to see God like that. We want to engage in pure devotional service. Lord will automatically reveal himself to us, actually. So we don't, that is our process, actually. And Sevan Mukehi Jivado Swayam Yeva Spuratyata. Krishna is automatically revealed to us by when we are engaging in the service of Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada and also yesterday we were discussing about Sukruti. Sukruti. Anuman Prabhu was explaining about Sukruti. The Sukruti is coming from Krishna. And we are instruments, actually. Like we are all going for book distribution, giving you prasadam distribution, whatever. All these things. What is prasadam? What is books? They are all Sukruti. The Sukruti is going. Sukruti, we are, as a representative of Srila Prabhupada, we are going and trying to be distribute the Sukruti. So the person gets the Sukruti, then his spiritual life starts, actually. The person has Lakshmi. That Lakshmi is collected and then Lakshmi is offered in the service of Lord Krishna, Narayan. So the Lakshmi is liberated. That's why when every day when they announce here, they don't announce, we collected so many dollars, so many money. They don't announce like that. They are Lakshmi liberated. Because Lakshmi in the hands of materialistic people is dangerous, actually. Whatever money they give, they may smoke or whatever, I don't know, whatever drink, whatever they may do. But that money, whatever $5, $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever they give, that money is towards their eternal bank account. They give the money for Krishna and then we put that in the service of Lord Narayan. So that's it. Their spiritual life starts, actually. So after it's up to them whether they want to continue. But the benefit, whatever their hard-earned money, they are given for Krishna. So that way we have become instrument. We have to become instrument for carrying the Sukriti. Krishna Sukriti is there. Ajnana Sukriti, Prabhu discussed. Yeah, Ajnana Sukriti. But that we have to take it to them, to reach out to them. That way, you know, like Krishna becomes very pleased actually. Krishna, because if four or five children are there, if we cooperate, and then Krishna becomes very happy. We help each other. So that is why Krishna says in the end of Bhagavad Gita, this is the person, this devotee who is trying to distribute the knowledge in terms of, whether in terms of books or in terms of philosophy or in terms of prasadam, whatever he is doing, is very, very dear to Krishna. That is why devotees make advancement? Because they make advancement. Krishna bestows, Krishna gives the blessings. Yes, you give. This is tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti. Krishna gives the understanding. Krishna gives the realization. That is why things are working. So we have to always remember that when we go out also, we are going out as a representative of Srila Prabhupada. We are representing Krishna. So that way, you know, our activities, all our these things should reflect that. If it doesn't, like, then people will blame. People will blame, oh, you are all the Hare Krishnas are like that only. You know? Naturally, you know, like when they do good also, they appreciate, oh, they are doing good job, they are distributing books, distributing food, everything, they will say. When we do some mistake also, then they blame us also. They will not only one person, they will blame the whole thing. Oh, all the Hare Krishnas are like that. So that's why we have to be very careful. What do we do, our activities, with the way we conduct ourselves, very important actually. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is like to keep Lakshmi or the riches of the Lord without the service of the Lord is always dangerous. For them, Lakshmi becomes illusory energy, in the case of Ravan. Ravan also wanted to keep Lakshmi Devi for himself, but whole dynasty got devastated. And Vishnu, however, with Lord Vishnu, however, Lakshmi Devi is a spiritual energy. So if somebody worships Lord Lakshmi Devi, with Narayan or with Krishna, then it's a spiritual energy and she becomes very, very happy and bestows all the blessings and well-being to the devotees. So we'll stop here. If there is any questions or comments, Hare Krishna. Two hands, sir? One hand or two hands? Yes, Sivya. Hare Krishna, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah. Bhagavatam only speaks about Lord Krishna. But we see here it's talking about Vishnu and Lakshmi. So how can we understand that?
Yeah, what happens is like Vishnu Sahasranama is also part of Mahabharata. Okay, if you understand, Vishnu Sahasranama is a conversation between Yudhishthira Maharaj and Bhishma Dev. When Bhishma Dev was in the bed of arrows, and he talks about so many dharmas, and the first question he was asking is like, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking, Ko dharma sarva dharmanam bhavata paramo madaha kim japan muchyate jantur janma samsara bandana. He is asking what dharma one should follow, which deity one should, which japa one should do. And then Bhishma Dev immediately replies, this is like you worship Purushottama, you worship Krishna only. So from beginning only, even though it's called Vishnu Sahasranam, but all the aspects of Vishnu Sahasranam is talking about Krishna only. Because this Vishnu Sahasranama is part of Mahabharata. And the thousand names of Lord Vishnu is mentioned there. And then finally it says in the end of Vishnu Sahasranama, there is one Mother Parvati is asking a question to Lord Shiva. He's asking, this is like, he's always Parvati Vacha, and there is a verse, and then Lord Shiva is saying, Sri Rama Rama Rameti, Rame Rame Manorame, Sahasranama Satulyam, Rama Nama Varanane. So she's telling Mother Parvati, I am always chanting the name of Ram. Because Lord Shiva is saying. So it's Vishnu Sahasranama is full of Krishna and Rama only. There is nothing else. But the names are there, so like a different Achyuta, Ananta, Govinda, different names of Lord Vishnu, and there is explanation out there. What is the name? name. This is like 100,000 names of Lord Vishnu, and then each and every name descriptions are there. So it is very auspicious to chant. But when we chant Krishna name, automatically Vishnu Sahasranama included in that. You know? So we should not think that, okay, if they are chanting Vishnu Sahasranama, good, it is a bona fide process only. But when we chant Hare Krishna, it automatically includes Vishnu Sahasranama. So for us, you know, like if you know Vishnu Sahasranama, you can chant also. It is very nice. It takes about 20-25 minutes only. You can easily memorize that. But like Brahma Samhita, we chant. Like same Vishnu Sahasranama, we can chant also. But by chanting Hare Krishna, automatically the effects of or the benefits of Vishnu Sahasranama is automatically included in that. So that is, there is no contradiction in that. If somebody is attached to chanting Vishnu Sahasranama, that is good. We have to encourage them. Yeah, you please chant this and add this also. Add Hare Krishna also. So that way, no, the whole process will become sweeter actually. Okay, Hare Krishna. Anything else? Hare Krishna Prabhu? Mike.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you for the class. You mentioned that we should always offer to Shri to Radharani anything first before we actually approach Krishna. But sometimes in our daily life, when we're doing service, or maybe when we're in a bit of distress or anything, we just naturally just pray to Krishna for either protection or for the intelligence, for the strength. Is that the wrong way to actually have that kind of prayerful mood? Is that we should always just be praying to Srimati Radharani first?
Actually, it's not like praying to Krishna is not bad or anything, but the etiquette is like, because mothers are more merciful than fathers. Correct? Mother is more merciful than father. Actually, in Sri Sampradaya, especially in Sri Rangam, when you go, people don't go to Sri Ranganaji first actually. First they will go to Sri the Thayar, who is a mother. Mother Lakshmi Devi, Ranganayaki. So they will just first go and take the blessings of Ranganayaki, and then they go and see Ranganathaji. Because before, for going, this is the method. But sometimes the people don't know, they immediately go and see the, that's fine. There is nothing wrong in that. But the proper etiquette or proper way of receiving the mercy is, you go and take the blessings of mother, and then once you get the blessings of the mother, then approaching the father becomes easier actually. So for us also, we always, when we come here, first we pray to Shima, first we from lotus feet we go, first we pray to Radharani only first, and then before that, after that only we have a darshan of Krishna, not directly we go under. And even Srimati Radharani also, we don't approach Srimati Radharani directly, we go through the Guru. So that's our process is very easy. We through Guru, go through the Guru. When you go through the Guru, they observe only the guna, or the doshas are left out, like a filter. Everything is, so that means when it goes to Krishna through Srimati Radharani, all the guna, that only goes, all the doshas are all like filtered actually, like a spam filter. You have a spam filter, all these things are filtered. So that is why it is always better to approach Radharani, Srimati Radharani or Krishna through a bona fide acharya. Like that's why we go through the Guru, we go through our Guru, Prabhupada, and the acharya, previous acharyas, and then finally when it goes to Krishna, the cream goes there. Not all the this thing, whatever the our faults, our those things will not go there. So that's why it's always safer and in a better to go through that method actually. So if sometime we are distressed, oh Krishna, sometimes they're praying also, like nothing wrong. Like Draupadi was praying, hey Govinda. At that time she was not praying for Srimati Radharani separately, Lakshmi separately, like that. No, it's not a problem, but the mood should be like a Jagan Mata. Always she is our protector actually, our benefactor. Always she is our well-wishing friend actually. So Narada Muni is a pastime, when Narada Muni goes, once he wanted to ask the Mahaprasadam from Lord Vishnu's plate actually. But Lord Vishnu said, from now on you should not give any Mahaprasadam to anyone from my plate. But she said, still somebody is asking, you give, but without my knowledge you give. How you can give without knowledge of Vishnu? But it happened. Once it happened like Narada Muni went, and then he was serving Mother Lakshmi and very sincerely. And then, what do you want? I want some Mahaprasad. What do you ask for? Anything else? I can't give you this. No, I want that only. So then Mother Lakshmi said, okay, today you come, I will keep some Mahaprasadam from Vishnu's plate for you. So she kept little bit, one small morsel only. Then Narada Muni got it and immediately put everything inside and he was complete in ecstasy, dancing. And then Lord Shiva came. Hey Narada, what is happening? Normally you are dancing. This is today's dance is more. What is happening? I got some prasadam from Vishnu's plate. Oh, you got it. Where is my quota? Where do you have anything for me actually? Oh, Narada was feeling ashamed actually. Oh, he didn't save because maybe he was not trained in Melbourne actually. Melbourne means somebody would have saved the prasadam. So he said, this is a little bit of one morsel of rice or something was sticking in that this thing. And he said, oh, that's it. Shiva grabbed that and then he was eating and he was jumping up and down and then Mother Parvati is coming. What is happening here? So then Mother Parvati went and he said, Lord Shiva said, I got one grain of prasadam from Vishnu's plate. So then Mother Parvati said, where is mine? I am always with you and you are not giving me. Oh, then Lord Shiva was feeling ashamed. Like I didn't save anything for Mother Parvati. And then Mother Parvati got very upset actually. She performed big tapasya and prayed to the Lord. So then Mother Parvati prayed that this Mahaprasadam should be made available to everyone. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, I will come and then distribute this prasada, distribute the mercy to everyone actually. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu, his mercy is available for everyone. That is the plan. Lord's plan is like that, how to reclaim the conditioned souls. Everybody is working towards that only. Even though sometimes we say, Mother, Durga Devi is bad. No, Durga Devi is not bad. Durga Devi is like an examination invigilator. She is like a person who is going to correct. If you work everything properly, then she will put you into the next class. If you don't do properly, then you remain in the same class. Same way, Durga Devi's position is like that only. So, like that, they help us in the devotional service. So, best thing is to go through the parampara. Go through the guru, acharyas, and then approach Srimati Radharani. But if you are in a hurry, no problem. That's when, hey Krishna, whenever you say Radha Krishna, Sita Ram, Lakshmi Narayan, that mood of worship is always wonderful. Not directly just worshipping only, separately Lakshmi Devi, separately Sita Devi, separately that worship. It's not that recommended actually. Anything else? Hare Krishna Prabhu? You have a question? Yeah, you have a question? Yeah, please.
No. It may not be relevant in this contest.
No problem.
I would like to have one small doubt clarified. You have Vishnu Sahasranamam.
Yeah.
You have Lalita Sahasranamam.
Yeah.
You have Aditya Hridayam. You have Gayatri Mantras. In the South Indian community, there are various mantras that are prescribed.
Yeah.
Like you are facing some obstruction, I am facing some obstruction, hindrance, or some nuisance. They say that you Gayatri beads off all the bad, one. And in the workforce, we face some problem of work pressure or harassment or whatever that. Then we chant Vishnu Sahasranamam. In the domestic side for ladies, they suggest that you chant Lalita Sahasranamam for the harmony of the family. Now, amongst all these things, there are even for health also, there are mantras that are prescribed to cure and to relieve our ailments at the earliest and all. Amongst these things, does it get everything merged when you chant Hare Krishna?
Yes, because there is a prescription actually. There are different prescriptions. This is all bona fide. Whatever you are saying is not bona fide. It's all bona fide because if you are in trouble, you can worship this way, that way. But that's fine. But when we chant Hare Krishna, the whole material disease, we all have a disease actually. Because we are talking about some family, some problem, some health issue, some cancer, some ulcer, whatever. But this one, Mahamantra, will completely cleanse everything. This is like a Bhava Roga. Completely cleanse everything and take us back home to the spiritual. There is no more birth, no more death, no more disease, no more old age. That is what Mahamantra is going to offer, is that only. Because it will offer, and whatever the that, because the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita and the last sloka, it says, Vedeshu Yajyeshu Tapascha Chaiva Dhaneshu Yat Punya Palam Pratishtam. Because whatever you do by yajna, by dana, by homa, by all these things, by engaging in devotional service, you get the benefit of everything plus Krishna Bhakti. So that is why this chanting of Hare Krishna, yes, even though if you know Vishnu Sahasranama, you can chant. If you know Aditya Hridayam, you can chant. If you know other mantras, you can chant. No problem. There is all bona fide process. But this process is already all encompassing. Everything is there in this. When we chant this, it will take you back home, back to Godhead. The other processes may or may not take you back home, back to Godhead. Because this process will completely give from the Bhavaroga, completely eliminate all the problems and then take us back home, back to Godhead. So that way, it is a wonderful process. And very suitable for the Kali Yuga. If you ask a Kali Yuga person, now you have to do some big homa, big havan, big ya. They don't have time and inclination also. Maybe one or two people will be able to do, but all the Agnihotris are there, they will be able to do. But not every common man will not be able to do. Common man, the simple process is chanting and then taking prasadam and having darshan of the Lord and hearing something. That is sufficient actually.
One more, Prabhu. This,
yeah.
You refer Narayana. And also Lakshmi Narayana.
Yeah.
And also Perumal.
Yeah. They are same only.
Srirangam comes under Narayana.
Yeah. They are all Vishnu Tattvas only.
Okay. But it's all the same. Right?
Same only. They are Vishnu.
Lakshmi Narayana and Srirangam, Ranganath.
Yeah, they are same. Lakshmi Narayan, Ranganath Swami. All there are different things are there, na? Matsya avatara, Kurma avatara, Vamana avatara, Varaha avatara, Narasimha avatara. Yeah, so right. Like they are different avataras are there. But Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan. So he is the source of all the avatars. So Srimad Bhagavatam says, Yete chamsa kalapumsa, Krishnastu Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is called Swayam Bhagavan. So from him, he is avatari. From there all the avataras are coming. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Oh, you have a question? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Vaishnava